Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. Just want to start off the video by saying thank you to everybody. Hit 100,000 subscribers last night at some point in time. And I really do want to say thank you for all the support, whether you watch the videos, you listen to the podcasts, you follow on Steam, whatever it might be. I really do appreciate everybody's support. It has been 2017 was absolutely awesome. It was an incredible journey, both just with the whole YouTube channel and podcast and everything like that, as well as with crypto in general. So hope you've enjoyed being along for the ride. And instead of doing some type of giveaway or something like that, I figured one thing that could be really interesting, and I've talked to these guys on Twitter a bunch. Coin Center is it's a nonprofit that works to educate policymakers and the government to develop smart regulatory approaches to cryptocurrency and advocate for solutions that kind of keep crypto networks open, decentralized, and thriving in the long run. And I thought rather than doing some type of giveaway, if we did a donation drive, that would be fantastic. And the reason I picked Coin Center, perhaps instead of anything else, is while there are probably a billion fantastic different charities out there, or organizations to support, obviously, this channel is all about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, all the altcoins, all that good stuff. This is a fantastic way to support an organization that's continuing to work to make sure that the U.S. government, any other governments out there really, but that the U.S. government and some of the other ones have accurate research and an understanding of what cryptocurrency is, what the technology is, and why they shouldn't just go ahead and pull a China and outright ban all the exchanges and all that stuff. And I think they're really working hard to make sure that cryptocurrencies, the companies that are built around them, the technology itself is thriving in the long run. So what I'm going to do below is I'm throw an Ethereum address in the donate to Ethereum address in the description below and in a pinned comment on YouTube. And if you'd like to donate, send it there. It will be an address that will be, it'll actually be my address, and then I will match up to 1.5 Ethereum in donations, and then I will donate everything at the same time, so that way you can see it all in real time. You can look at it in the ETH Block Explorer and you could be good to go there. But I think it would be really awesome to support these guys because they do so much work to support crypto and blockchain and make sure that long-term that everybody can be successful, whether you're creating a company, you're interested in investing here or anything else. So I think that would just be an awesome thing. Would love to see some support from a donation perspective. And like I said, I will donate up to 1.5 Ethereum. I will keep it in an Ethereum wallet. And then after 7 days, for the next 7 days, so on January 14th, I will donate that. I will take a screenshot. I will show my contribution to it just so you know it's not full of crap, and then make sure that all that gets over to Coin Center. And just thanks to them and anybody else who's doing this type of work in the space. And hopefully you guys have a little bit of spare ETH to support that, because I think it's really important to support people that are making sure that cryptocurrency stays decentralized, stays permissionless, and we don't have to run into crazy government restrictions in the long run. But outside of that, guys, getting into the actual topic itself today, I want to talk about some of the FOMO fueled, quote unquote, noob driven environment that's happening right now. And the crypto space has been fueled by just awesome, crazy speculation over the past couple months. And I think we've really, ever since Thanksgiving, it seems like, ever since Thanksgiving, when everybody went home for Thanksgiving and told their family, hey, I'm making a ton of money in Ethereum, or I'm making a ton of money in Bitcoin or all these altcoins. And then Christmas happened and that kind of happened again. And then you got CNBC every day. CNBC was telling people how to buy Ripple live on TV the other day. They were telling people how to buy Bitcoin a while ago, all this type of stuff, literally giving demos. You got CNBC, you got Fox talking about it. You have all these Bloomberg talking about Bitcoin and crypto every single day and interviewing all these people. It's led to a crazy amount of new entrants into the space, to the point where you are seeing massive delays with Coinbase, massive delays with Gemini, with a lot of these other companies from a KYC perspective and from all that stuff. And now, you initially saw a shutdown of new registrants for Bittrex, And then Binance was the place to go to sign up. And now Binance is closed to new registrants for their exchange as well, which is actually leading to people selling their exchanges or their exchange accounts for like 0.3 and 0.5 Bitcoin, which is nuts. When you think somebody's selling an exchange account to like Binance or to Bittrex or to Poloniex for like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $7,000, because people are so desperate to start trading altcoins that this type of like FOMO fueled mania is just, it's going nuts. And there are a lot of people that are not able to put money into these altcoins that want to put money in yet. And that's leading some people to believe that, you know, we're going to see a crazy run up maybe once Binance opens back up to new registrants or Bittrex does or some of these other ones, because most of them have just started closing off their registrations because they just can't handle the number of people that are joining the exchanges on a consistent basis. So there are a couple different strategies that I think people are talking about now when it comes down to trading, and it really comes down to dumbing it down and keeping it simple, stupid. And that is something that was talked about in my feed today when I woke up in the morning. I thought it was a pretty interesting topic of discussion. So we'll start it off with a tweet from Willy Woo, who is a very sharp guy. I heard him talk at Consensus. I liked a lot what he had to say. Follow him on Twitter. He's at WooNomic. And he says, some of my smarter crypto investor friends are taking to mimicking stupid and buying the cheap face value coins. When in a noob fueled FOMO market, go with the crowd, but get out quicker. This is one of the telltale signs of bubble behavior. So breaking that down high level, the quote unquote smart money, whether it's hedge funds or VC or just people that have significant experience in the finance space, are literally mimicking what the quote unquote noobs are doing, because the noobs are making more money right now than the quote unquote smart money by buying these cheap face value coins. So if it's something that's sub $1 or sub $5, because we are in a noob fueled market right now, the one thing he says is go with the crowd, but get out quicker, meaning take your profits and run, go on to the next thing or something else, because it's not going to last forever. And then Vinny Lingham, who is the founder of Civic, you might like him, you might not, but irregardless, he comments on that and says, I've actually recommended this to friends of mine. The shitcoins will be pumped, their only reason for existence. So why not ride the pump? Put in small amounts and get your capital out when you 5X and ride it out. No point fighting stupid. And I think that is a good argument. And both have pretty legitimate points of, you know, what's driving the market. Number one, in a lot of cases, pure speculation. You can argue whatever you want, but most of this is not based upon technical advancements. It's not based upon utility. It's not based upon how many people are using something. The market is now moving because certain coins are cheap. So, you know, people looked at Ripple a while ago when Ripple is 25 cents and said, oh, wow, they're partnered with banks. They have XYZ partnerships and they have a legitimate, you know, they have a legitimate company. Obviously, Ripple is a legit company. They're based in San Francisco. They're partnered with XYZ banks, but it's only 25 cents and Bitcoin is $15,000. Like, what if Bitcoin becomes the next $15,000? You know, what if Ripple becomes the next $15,000 and I bought $100 worth, so I bought 400 Ripple. I'm going to be freaking rich, and that's going to be awesome. And you're seeing that. You saw that initially apply to Ripple. You've seen that apply to multiple assets over time. And while it sounds so stupid in theory, it really is driving the market. Outside of that, there, I think, are just a couple of other like buzzwords that are really driving the market forward as well. The big thing being partnerships. Like, you know, you could say you have a partnership with anybody. This has been the case for a while. But, you know, if you have a partnership with anybody, whether or not you are a customer of it, if it's a big technology customer and you bought like a tiny piece of software and you say you have a partnership, that's going to pump the price of the coin. There are just so many different things that you can do from a, or that companies can do or rumors can do to drive these prices just to astronomical levels, and people will buy and buy and buy. And I tend to agree right now that a lot of these coins, you know, you can sit there and you can try to invest on fundamentals, and you could look at something like, you can look at something like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or whatever it might be. Or I'm not even saying just those, but there are maybe, let's say there, in reality, there's like 25 crypto out there that is like super strong fundamentally, has incredible tech, has an incredible team, but it's not pumping as hard as Dogecoin, or it's not pumping as hard as whatever out there. You can try and outsmart the market in a lot of respects, or alternatively, you can kind of ride the wave, but just recognize when you are riding that wave, you're riding a probably at some point in time an unsustainable wave. So just be smart about taking your profits, taking your capital, and kind of adjusting your risk strategies there appropriately. And to that point too, and I thought this was pretty hilarious as well. So this was another tweet from Whale Panda, and this came in, I guess it was in response to Fluffy Pony, who is one of the lead devs of Monero. But this was a tweet to, or excuse me, this was a text, a screenshot to a couple different people, and the group looks like it's an iPhone and it's a group chat, and they're saying, some guy says, guys, this is going to sound random, but if anybody has a bit of spare cash and wants to get rich, you may find this interesting. My family is about to invest $20,000 into cryptocurrencies as it looks like it's about to all go crazy. The banks have made their own coin called Ripple, XPR. It's not XPR, it's XRP, but let's forget that. Called Ripple XPR, which they're using to make the next banking system. It's currently around €2 per coin, and it's expected to follow in Bitcoin's footsteps and maybe even surpass it. Bitcoin went from $2 to $20,000 in under 2 years, or in under 3 years. €100 could get you 50 XPR. Or Ripple, or really XRP, which could be worth in excess of $100,000 in a few, €100,000 in a few years. I'm buying 200 XPR along with a load of others. To give you an idea of how it's going, in 2 weeks, Ripple has gone up by 300%. And the tweet in reference to that was from Whale Panda, these are the people we're trading against. We can't lose. So pretty funny there, because obviously that saying that Ripple is going to go to the exact number that Bitcoin is at in terms of a per unit is completely not taking into account the fact that Bitcoin, there are only ever going to be 21 million Bitcoin in existence, and there is a circulating number of 38 billion or 38 or so billion Ripple, and a total circulation or a total market cap of 100 billion Ripple. So totally doesn't take that into account. But that is literally the type of like groupthink that in a lot of cases is driving some of these market movements and just some of the, you know, some of the rumors around like Ripple and some of the other things. Yeah. Now, does Ripple have legitimate partnerships? Do they have a number of pilot programs going on with some fantastic banks and some really incredible institutions? Absolutely. Did the banks make their own coin? No, they didn't. Is this going to make up the entire next banking system ever? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But even if it does, you're not going to see $20,000 XPR, or as we know, XRP in the next 3 years. So that type of like thought process is what you're betting against in a lot of respects in some of these movements. And I think it is just kind of hilarious to see that go down in the long run. And this type of thought process is something that just for me, I mean, it goes against what a lot of people in the space who want to, you know, say that they're smarter or try to have some level of sophistication when it comes to investing. But right now, quite frankly, there's not a lot of sophistication. A blind monkey could throw a dart at a dartboard with like 40 different cryptos on it, and there's a pretty good chance whatever he hits is going to be up 25, 50%, maybe multiple X's over the course of the long term. So I think that the trend, like we talked about the other day, the trend is your friend until it's not. And I think that one of the things that is fairly interesting is that the expertise level required right now is pretty minimal, and I think it's getting a lot of people cocky. And the one, regardless of who knows when it happens, if it happens in a year, if it happens in 5 years, if it happens in 2 weeks, who knows? But when the market does turn long term and it goes to a bear market, I've never claimed to be an expert by any stretch, and I am not an expert, but you'll find out who the experts are when they're still making money when the market turns and they're able to still crush it. Because right now you could be the dumbest person on the planet and still be absolutely crushing these markets because it's just, it's been on a upward shot to, it's been on an upward shot to the high heavens. Now, outside of that, guys, I mean, looking at it too, one kind of continual advancement that I'm looking at this point in time is trying to find anything that hasn't really pumped that crazily yet, that has somewhat decent fundamentals that new investors might think is interesting. And one that I think is fairly interesting, and this was actually brought up on a crypto happy hour, so I forget who it was that brought it up on a crypto happy hour, but this was Mercury Protocol GMT, and it's already pumping today. I don't know if I've even gotten into it yet, but I tried to buy a little bit on Ether Delta if the Ethereum transaction ever goes through. But it's only traded on Ether Delta right now, but this is something that it's backed by Mark Cuban and Nick Tomiani, I forget how to pronounce his last name, but the fact that it's at this point in time, it's less than 15 cents. Mark Cuban's name is attached to it. It has to do with his like Dust, Cyberdust app. But the fact that it's only 25 mil market cap, less than 15 cents, and Mark Cuban is attached to it, that's like the type of silly logic I could see pumping a, you know, pumping this. Whether or not it's worth it, whether or not it's legit at all, who knows? But going back to like stupid theses that pump crypto, this is the type of stupid thing that could pump crypto. Oh, it's Mark Cuban's app, it's Mark Cuban's crypto, and you know, it's only 15 cents right now, and if I buy $100 worth, I'm going to be rich. And it's a fairly interesting approach, I think, long term. Shout out to whoever mentioned this when it was at 10 million in market cap, and I think, you know, less than 7 or so cents at that point in time. And again, I haven't made an entry into this, but I'm thinking about making one on Ether Delta. It's just my transactions haven't gone through at this point in time, so waiting on that. The one thing I would say though is, for the most part, when you're looking at something like Mercury Protocol that's only traded on Ether Delta, I think that there's a barrier to adoption when you're only trading on something like Ether Delta, because it is such a pain in the butt to use. So that is something to consider, but also something to consider that if you are able to get something like this now before it gets added to any other exchange, whether it's, I don't know, if it's Binance or if it's Bittrex or if it's Huobi or Yobit or whatever, Liqui, it doesn't matter. If it's added to any one of those exchanges, it's going to see a massive spike in liquidity, and it's also going to probably pump pretty significantly. So that's something where I'm looking at this as potentially, and I've talked to a couple of my friends who are in like my Crypto Manhattan group and all that type of stuff, and I've talked to some of those guys, and yeah, you know, that's the type of thing that I think dumbing down basically the evaluation of a crypto. You look at it, fairly low circulating supply, fairly cheap price on a per coin basis. Fairly low market cap. You have Cuban associated with it. There's another, you know, you have Nick from One Confirmation as well. So that is like kind of a recipe to pump. Who knows if it will? Who knows if it won't? But I might throw a little bit of exposure into that to see if that could go up to 50 cents or something like that, and you know, make a nice little quick trade on it. So that's kind of one of the things when I'm looking at how the market is reacting and what's pumping, something like this is fairly appealing. And it's really going, in a lot of cases, going dumpster diving to find crypto that hasn't pumped yet, but might, according to some of the kind of FOMO-fueled driven things that are going on at this point in time. So I'm excited to see how this continues to pan out, what might happen when institutions eventually come into this space. Outside of that, guys, just kind of rehashing, if you are interested at all in supporting that little donation drive to Coin Center, I will put that donation. It'll be an Ethereum donation address below, and then you can check that out. I'll run the donation for the next week. So for the next 7 days, I'll donate. I'll match the up to 1.5 Ethereum on January 14th. I will donate that to the guys at Coin Center. I will show you all that so you see a confirmation of that as well, but would really appreciate any support. I'm sure they will too, just because I think it's super important to, for the people that are helping everybody out in the crypto space. You have to be thankful that there are people out there that are trying to ensure that governments don't come down and drop the hammer, and that they're educated and understand the intelligent ways to approach this and not just, you know, full out bans and all that type of stuff. So I think this is hopefully a great thing. Hopefully you find that to be similar as well. And again, thank you guys so much for all the support getting to 100,000 subscribers. Really looking forward to 2018 and continuing on. And I'm personally working on learning as much as I possibly can in this space, trying to provide as much value as I possibly can. I do listen to criticism. I do listen to, you know, what everybody's saying, whether it's positive or negative. And I try to incorporate that as much as possible to be better and just provide more value in the long run in this space for you, so that these videos are more helpful. You're able to make better decisions in the long run. Thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.